My name is Kurt Canning. I forgot to introduce myself, by the way. I grew up in Thousand Oaks, California, down south. People say it's L.A. now. Back then, it wasn't. And I live in Cayucas. So Santa Claus is a puzzle, because here's a home intruder that nobody seems to mind having, because he teaches us a lesson about giving. I never really quite understood the overlap of Christianity and Santa Claus. I knew he was a saint, but I wasn't from a church-going or religious family, so it was a long bridge for me to cross. But I did know two things when I was a kid. One was that the lesson of giving was pretty much lost on us, because the first day of school after Christmas, everybody asked the same question: what did you get for Christmas? I never heard any of my friends say, what did you give for Christmas? That would have been extraordinary. And the other lesson, or the other thing that I knew for sure as a kid, was that I believed in Santa Claus. And it wasn't a great leap of faith, because you could see him. You could sit on his lap and tell him what you wanted for Christmas. On Christmas Eve, you can lay out some cookies and some milk, and when you woke up on Christmas Day, the glass would be half full, and there maybe be one cookie left with a little note that said, thank you for the milk and cookies, I'm full. I've got about a billion more houses to go to, and Merry Christmas. On Christmas morning, there would be just a few more presents under the tree than there were on Christmas Eve. You know that because I counted every single present for about a week leading up to Christmas Day. But on Christmas morning, there was just a few more there, and you knew those were the special ones from Santa Claus. And, oh, the presents. And how can you describe the feeling you get when you wake up and you get your first drum set? Or when you get your first bike, and for me it was a tiger yellow bike with a tiger striped banana seat. Or the first train set. I can't describe the feeling of the first train set. I was about 6 or 7 years old when I got that train set. It was shortly after my parents divorced. It was the first Christmas that my sister and I had spent without our mom, because our dad got custody of us. And our primary caretaker was my grandmother, Vivian Henning. She was managing apartments in Van Nuys for my uncle's apartments. But when she was younger, she was a one-room school teacher in South Dakota, the plains of South Dakota. And you look at old photos of her when she was young, and she was beautiful. In a natural kind of way, she had a olive skin that she passed down to her daughter and my sisters. And it was a kind of beauty where, and the kind of beautiful skin, you don't need makeup. It would make it look worse. When she retired, she was the epitome of a grandmother. She cooked salt-of-the-earth meals. She did daily crossword puzzles. And she had so many projects for kids, born from her days as a school teacher, fun projects. My dad was a L.A. police officer, and we were never too sure about his schedule. It was varied, and so we were never too sure exactly when he would be there from day to day. But one Christmas, I woke up, and there was a train set. I was with my grandma, my dad, and my little sister. And watching that train set go around that oval track, a beautiful detailed locomotive with real smoke coming out the stack, pulling several cars and a caboose. And I could just watch it go round and round and round and just be mesmerized. I can watch dryers drying clothes too and get about the same thing, but that's just me. And while I was watching that train set, it was just that I just could not describe that feeling. it wasn't until years later that I wondered what my father and my grandmother were thinking at that time. Because years later, I discovered that train set had a previous life as a gift to the brother that I had never known, Jimmy. He died a few years before me at the age of 4 of leukemia. And some of my father's L.A. police officer friends got together and bought this train set for him. The loss was devastating for our family. We were already, from what I hear, in a tenuous position. But shortly after Jimmy died, after I was born, my sister was born, the family just exploded. But I think about that time, and when I was born, and I see myself as a gift to my family. Not only because I was born, I was just another baby in the family, but I've always thought they looked at me as somebody who could live the rest of Jimmy's life. And it's because of that I've tried to live my life honorably for my family, for my parents, my ancestors, my own family, and for Jimmy. Every Christmas, I would try and stay up all night to see if I could hear Santa Claus. For some sign, footsteps on the roof, maybe a little jingles of some bells. 2 Christmases, I was sure I heard him. But I was too afraid to get up and actually see him because I thought that might be breaking some sort of law against actually seeing Santa Claus give you your presents or drinking your milk or eating your cookies. And so for many Christmases, I stayed up all night, and the next morning, there were the gifts. And I'm just proud of the fact that I was able to be a gift to my family and hope that I can continue to be a gift to my family as well. So that's my story.